dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
To come up is a must.
Must.
People tune in on your radio.
Or you can even visit dustby.com.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, in the building. It has been a long time. You've been on the show, man, about two weeks. So glad to have you all. A little short break. Yes, man. Glad to be back, man. Shoot, man. Got a lot to chop up with y'all. I know, y'all, for those who are new to the show and reminder to most, this is every Wednesday on the show, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk, and that's hosted by yours truly, Steady J, and your girl, Nate Seduction, which Nate will be on in a moment. And so, yeah, man, every Wednesday we bring you two special segments, one called The Six, that's where I moderate a weekly list of six things based on a particular topic. Me and Nate go round robin, you know, adding to the list. And then Nate Seductions, you know, she got her special segment that she does every hump day. Whenever we, you know, sometimes we got guests in here and they be here all goddamn day. So we don't, so sometimes we don't do it when the guests are here, but hey, I tell you, we had a good time with the guests. That segment is called Seduction 101, which that's where she covers anything from life, love, sex, and more. So y'all stay tuned to see what she's got going on for Seduction 101 tonight. But yeah, man, so much to catch up on, man, over the past week or two, man. Oh my goodness! I want to start with it's just so much. I start on the bad stuff first, so we can get it over with, and then focus on the positive stuff. So one of the bad things is right now is just watching, you know. Yeah, I know in the show, man, we talk about everything, so sometimes politics comes into play, so buckle your seatbelt. But I'm just so sick and tired every time. Like, I just been, and I'm sick and tired, not necessarily because I'm trying to say the news is wrong for doing this, but every time I turn TV on, you know, I keep seeing more and more about this ramping up of separating kids from their parents. And we talk about even little babies, man, for their parents, for people who are coming over here across the border. And not everybody wants to say, oh, those are late, you're immigrants, blah, blah, blah. Man, people are trying to come over here, not just because they just coming over for the heck of it. Like, coming over here to get a fresh start and not have to deal with some of the drama they're dealing with in other countries. And so people are trying to cross over here, and a lot of people are trying to cross, you know, under circumstances that are very much so understandable. I mean, this is something I always wanted someone to kind of figure it out for me. And I know this is a controversial thing. So we got a problem when people are trying to their hardest to come over here. But, you know, hundreds of years ago, motherfuckers didn't care, you know, against people's will, African-Americans were forced to come over to fucking America. Shit, some of you people... Africans are forced to come on to America. Now, some of us are already here. You know, that's another story for another day. But you force people to come over here, and you making it, and we never had the choice to go back if we wanted to. If he was trying to come over here on purpose, and you got a problem with it. And I know that people always want to start this excuse of, well, is, you know, the criminals are coming from all these other countries. Man, F that. It's so many domestic criminals. We can go on and on about how many domestic criminals there are every day. And some of those domestic criminals wear badges or people who make the laws. We can go on and on and on, but that's a show for another day. And and that could be a show topic all by itself because of how much foul crap is laid behind that crap. So I'm not even gonna do it today, man. I'm done to fucking move this shit. So that's what I mean. Two. And I need to make this very clear. Because some people just don't get it, man. But I'm going to make this very clear. Hey, y'all know I use this radio space to talk about some shit that I got to deal with and I want it to be rectified. These people who are out here and call themselves professionals and always trying to be for folks is ridiculous. Unless you got complete just call, if it's over some petty shit, drop that shit in the fucking trash can and move the fuck on and get the fuck over it. If it's not nothing serious, F out of here. I am so sick and tired of business people beefing or they got a one-way beef with somebody over some petty shit. Nothing's worse than when I am put into the shit, and really the other part, when one party doesn't have a problem with the other party, what that person does is because I was dealing with both parties, now I got to be put into a position where the party who supposedly has the beef is trying to put me in a point to where I got to, you know, make me forced to pick between pick sides. And I'm sorry. It's sad when people who try to force you to pick sides are actually the ones who are in the wrong and ain't done shit for you. You got to watch these people out here, man. People who spend more time trying to beef with people and create blacklist for no fucking reason. Dumb people, you gotta watch the fuck out for in this industry. That shit is annoying as hell, and I hate dealing with that. There's people that do some that call no call, no show, and do all kind of fuckery, and I give them motherfuckers several chances. I give people several chances of some sort of that before I cut them off. So if I can do that, the little extra petty shit that be going on, that's because you don't like somebody and you feel threatened because they're getting more love than you. Get the fuck out of here. Work harder. Seriously, I just don't get how people that are just so unenthusiastic and just don't try. McDonald's and Burger King wake up every day, you got to compete against each other. But you know what the hell they do? They both win. CVS and Walgreens do the same guy thing, selling the same shit. But guess what they do? They still both thrive. So, that tell you something. You can thrive without having to feel like, no, especially if you, but it's even worse if you're doing something different. And especially when you're in the city that people already frown upon, you know, look at a little area or we can just step through them of a type of area. Unity is important. But anyways, man, we're going to get to the gear parts here when we come after the music break. And again, we'll have the six later on the show, as well as Seduction 101. If you're listening to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Seti J, your name Seduction, will be checking in a bit. And this, so for our first song break for the day, let's go ahead and go to my boy CJ Sweat, and this is Fucking 9 to 5.
If I didn't have no kids, I will beat that ass. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power-driven, epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a f***ing a red, I'm still get to the cash. I need them bands, own them property, own them land. All this politic and dick, getting out of hand. Secure the bed, let's not pretend I'm cutting deeper than your end. Livelihood, don't break a bit. Now you piss, you won't repent. Dope is slow, no surrender. This way is barely meeting ends. All about my dividends. Boy, you not my kin. To the top, you can't attend. To the op, wipe your chin. I'm in the streets, I'm getting it in. Straight jungle lion dean. They loving the culture, hating the skin. Keep me a pole, rest of the fin. Watching the plot, and they laughing and grin. Got me all in, rousing the ego, chain to command. Skipping the dope, the fan, let's keep it in band. It gets to get deeper, ain't talking quicksand. Chasing my guap, ain't time for romance. Not kissing yo, I'm taking my chance. Chasing advance, catching my chance. They staring at glance, I roll up a strand. Weighing my options, moving with caution. Start at the bottom, never will fall. This is not autumn, I see a little play possum. If I didn't have no kids, I will beat that. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power driven, epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a yen a red, I'm still get to the cash. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. Jesse Frank, no Sinatra, caught him singing like the opera. Made it B.I.G., guess who shot ya? R.I.P. my homie Baka. If I see a killer, knock the noodles out his pasta. Bearing arms with the chopper, folks rather steal a dollar. Come together chasing guala, that's the problem. Put in 10, they gonna drop you, leave you with no decent options. See the take precaution, massacre our people first, no boxing. Happens very often, while my heart refuses to soften. I'm chasing that bread, I'm chasing them commas. Keep it 100, don't f*** no drama. Desire of butter, I conquer the trauma. Weight on my shoulders, I move with the llama. Yes, I'm a stoner, my aroma. This is all me, what's a persona? I'm taxing my fees because I'm the owner. I plead to feel, to your honor. Catching my drift around the corner. 12 over there, I just say I didn't warn you. A natural hustler for being a customer. Give it the real and show the true colors. Sweaty don't sh- the words that they utter. Sour, no diesel, I call them fresh mother. Hate is their motive, I would not be suffering. Face so corrosive, I'm watching them suffer. If I didn't have no kids, I will beat them. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power driven, epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a yen a red, I'm still get to the cash. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5.
She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready. Ready. She's ready. She's ready. Ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
She ain't gotta speak, but she say so much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. say so much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's red. She's ready.
Real ones.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Cedi J. That was our nice little music break. So, one thing I want to trip off is, man, it's raining outside now over here. And random discussion, but me and my sister just had the discussion the other day about rain. I can't stand this. Man, she can't stand the smell of it. I'm more so in between. I like smelling that from afar. I don't like it hitting me. It's weird. There's so many levels to smells of rain and if I feel like smelling it or not. Like, it smells like the best way to smell rain is like right when you like chilling. And you got your window open, that smell comes through like the screen. I like how that smell be hitting because of a nice little breeze and you just chilling. Especially if you ain't got shit to do, that's the best time when it's raining. You can just sit there, relax, and it's like a perfect soundtrack to just relax it, man. But yeah, so I told you about the bad stuff. Before the music break, I'm going to go ahead and go into some of the good stuff that's going on. So, of course, for those of y'all who not know, I'm going to catch you up. Next Friday, myself and Nate Seduction, we will both be in Atlanta. Both of us are leaving on Sunday. And so, you know, we'll be there. We're doing some meet and greets, you know, meeting some people. We're gonna be shooting as well, all that good stuff. So, yeah, we'll make some time to hang out with y'all and just can't wait, man. It's gonna be dope because this is my first time going to Atlanta, and you know, a lot of times, you know, when you were, you know, especially. Me being a photographer now, which, again, I just celebrated 2 years on the 6th. So, you know, being a photographer, you don't get to work with some people because of your location. And sometimes, yeah, you know, it kind of sucks for you. So you're like, man, I really want to work this person. But I can't. They're not in the same area, blase, blase. And that's a great part of, you know, when you travel, you get to make that happen and work people you don't get to work with on a normal basis due to location. So being in Atlanta has definitely given me opportunity to work with people I don't usually get to work with, and I'm excited, man. I'm so excited to get to meet people who I know, because, man, it's like, the thing is, it's a lot of love out in that area, out in Atlanta. A lot of people who, you know, want to make moves with me or out there, and just I'm just so feeling the fact of I get to go out there and meet those people. So I can't wait, man. I really can't wait. Y'all just don't know, man. Like, these people are just dope. So I get to meet people like Nate Seduction, you know, as of course. Shout out to my girl Queen Love. Get to meet me or her, Nelly Jane. Coming out from Florida just to come work with us and whatnot. We got my girl Monica, aka Exclusive Gold, and she's bringing a couple of her team, and really just can't wait to put that work in and come back and make it happen, man. So yeah, man, it's gonna be definitely a fruitful journey. I can't wait. And then I can't forget my girl Lala Madness too. Shout out to Lala Madness. In the building as well, so I can't wait, man. This shit's gonna be so fucking dope. That's one of the things. This is like good and bad. So that's why I didn't necessarily mention the bad part. But heck, man, when you don't have your car, it is not fun. That mess drives you insane, man. And I had to put over that. No, so Thursday, my car, what ended up happening to my car was end up getting, you know, I'm driving on Thursday, did my usual, go to work and come back, and then I went and got me something to eat. And then I'm like, okay, before I get ready to work out, I'm going to go, you know, do whatever. So I go do that, you know, shoot, damn car not starting. Shit drove me fucking insane. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? So time goes by, shoot. I didn't really get a chance to take care of it until Saturday. Had to get towed. Long story short, hell, Sunday, they got to it right away, fixed it in less than an hour and a half, got the parts and fixed it. Shit was like $380. Good guy. Says a damn starter. So that's $380 that had to be paid to fix that car. But I'm thankful it wasn't a whole lot more than that. It was a whole lot more going on. So I'm thankful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, God. But anyways, before I get to more stuff, I did kind of talk about, she came in right on time, but I already talked about one story, goodness. Hello, Nay. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Finally, my night has been made. I'm your presence here. Now I feel good. It's over here raining, and the rain got me calm. I'm like, I miss my Nay. I want my Nay to call in. So, yes, I'm glad you called in. Now I'm all smiles. I thought Nate was gonna pull her I'm good love on me and Joy.
I'm totally messing with you.
But I'm glad you came in right on time. So, you know, before I was gasbagging about myself. What's been going on with you over these, shoot, been about a week and a half or so. What's been going on with you?
Busy, busy, busy with work and school. Last week,
I see.
Went to this appearance, so it's this FDC night on Wednesday night at this club called Blue Downtown. Which that night ended crazy. Oh my God, I got maced and all. Like, oh, it was
terrible. Whoa. Let's back this up. Because I remember, we, yeah, I can now remember, yeah, because that's what we, Yeah, Wednesday we're going to do the show, but you did have an appearance. And you mean to tell me this shit ended with turmoil?
It ended terrible.
Okay, long story short, how the fuck did Mace get involved?
Okay, so we were about to leave the club probably about 2:30. We was outside, me and my friend and her sister. Now, her sister is pregnant, like 6 months. And 6, 7 months, she was arguing with this girl. And we trying to prevent, you know, altercation. Like, you know, we ain't trying to have her sister out here fighting if she's pregnant. So we trying to defuse the situation. Here come the police, comes out. We need to be, like, get out of here, saying get out of here, whatever. We, like, about to walk. They still arguing a little bit, but we trying to get her so we can leave or whatever. And the police push my friend, not the pregnant, well, they pushed my friend and her sister. Now, her sister ended up falling on the ground. So her brother ended up pushing the police officer because he pushed her sister, like, she told the officer, like, don't push me. The officer pushed her again. So they end up macing us, right? Yeah.
What the fuck? You was in some police brutality ass shit?
Dude, it was crazy. So my friend
was
against the Indianapolis Police Department because they ended up taking her to jail that night. And they trying to say that disruption of public of the public and like resisting arrest. But mind you, the officer, like, she recording on her phone. The officer never told her she was under arrest and never Mirandized her, like, you know, didn't read her rights or nothing. So therefore, the arrest is not valid. I'm in school for paralegal, so their arrest is not valid. Like, she can win that suit because it's not a valid arrest. Like, you didn't tell her why she was arrested, didn't read her rights or Mirandize her or nothing. So they was trying to keep her in jail until June 29th, but she got out the next day. But she was arrested again. So,
yeah, shit was crazy. Wow, shit. I missed a lot. Didn't know you had to go through some shit like that. Goodness.
Man, it took like 2 days for that mace to completely get out of my eye. Like 2 days. I ain't even playing. Like, it took like 2 damn days for it to completely get out of my eyes. Then I had to go to work the next day. Like, I was able to open my eyes and stuff, but it was like my eyes would still burn every now and then because the mace, because it wasn't all the way out of my eyes yet. Yeah,
right.
Terrible.
What has taken longer to get out of your eyes, mace or cum?
Mace.
Anyway, you answer that question, it's dangerous. Oh, my God. Mason, the fact that you even answered the question is still funny, regardless, because there's no... No matter how you answer it, it's still going to be funny. Oh, man. But, yeah, they on that whole shit. Yeah, I was just talking about some drama I had to deal with earlier. What I had to deal with this weekend. And I just can't stand people who want I can't stand people who want to be business people, you know, beefing over some petty-ass shit. Especially when it's a one-way beef. I can't stand one-way beef. Like, motherfucker, get the hell over it. So, yeah. Anything else going on with you, though? You know, anything good? Because, man, goodness, they know you had to go through shit like that.
I know, right? But not just working school, you know, and getting ready for my trip.
What trip are you talking about?
ATL, Saudi.
ATL, man. When you going to ATL, man? Shit, I bet you that's going to be lit. I wish I could go.
You definitely
going to
be.
Oh, Oh, look at that. Nah, I'm definitely going to be there. Definitely. See, that flight is booked. I'm getting ready to fully. I was going to take a half a day that day to get out, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We taking a whole day off. So, because my flight leaves at 2:46 Central, which is 3:46 Eastern Standard Time. And so yeah, so it's supposed to have me arrive there around like 6 p.m. Eastern. So
I'm gonna be arriving there like
9 something
in the morning.
Shit, here's my thing. Had I realized I was gonna go ahead and take off the whole entire day, I would have got there early too. So I feel dumb as fuck. Like I would have just did that and said. I'm like, well damn nigga, you gonna take the whole day off? You should have just gotten the fucking earlier flight. Shit, because it was one that left at noon. I could have got on easily, but I was like, oh, I ain't gonna leave. Oh, I'm gonna leave. Try to take a half a day, but now I look dumb as hell. Because now I could just, if I knew I was gonna take off the whole day, shit, I could just, go ahead and just say F it.
Right.
I still can. I mean, I got time to go edit that flight time. I might have to go look into
that.
I'm taking it next week. Yeah, it's already booked. Because I got the whole entire thing booked already. But I might check into it now. I'm taking it off the entire day. Because I was not going to do that first, but you know what? I might have to change up on the ass. So, yeah. So, definitely, I'm going to look at that shit, man. I'm going to be out on that shit tonight. You got me thinking now. I'm like, man, wait. Like, shit, if I get there early, shit, I'm good. Shit, I got more time to do things. But, yeah, so.
That's why I always be traveling early in the day. Especially
yeah, man,
if I'm going to stay until Sunday. I try to get there early in the day on Friday so I can make my trip well worth it.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm, like, rushing. Getting there at the time of getting there, like. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get there. But, yeah, I feel like I'm rushing. So,
and
you got me looking to this shit
right
now.
I'm also hosting a day party. I just got booked for a day party June 30th.
Damn, shit. Okay, I need to be up now. For sure. I got things to do. Yes. I'm going to definitely be there. Oh, yeah, okay, cool. So I'm looking at that shit right now after the show. I forgot my damn password and shit. Man, fucked up, man. I'm at this damn password. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I'm excited. I get to work with you, man. I'm lit
know,
for so
right?
many reasons. One, I get to meet you first off, because I'm going backwards in time. It's a trip how this even went down. You said, I think it was in March or April. I know April for sure, but maybe March. I remember you were like, oh, we need to link up. We need to link up in Atlanta sometime. Blah 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 blah. I was like, okay, I'm saying okay, but sometimes you be saying yeah, but you don't really move or action and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you gave me a date, I was like, man, F it. We gonna make this day happen. Shit. So. Because the thing is, if you don't just move, you're gonna keep going, yeah, I'm going to do it, and you're going to keep pushing it back. So, nah, I was like,
right.
Soon as you hit me that date, You hit me that text message said bam. I was like, oh shit. Let me go do my checking. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, got my shit taken care of, man. So yeah, I'm lit, man. Definitely excited. But yeah, so yeah, this flashback to that is just crazy how you said in the show we only link up in Atlanta, and then you said it, and then now it's like really happening now. So it's just crazy, man. People like me, I just up and do shit like that.
It's about to happen.
I know, like it's just getting real. Like I remember you sent me that. Like you sent me the 2 weeks. You sent that message 2 weeks. I'm like, shit. Like it's crazy. 2 weeks. Man, shit's gonna be Friday.
Now it's
gonna be
a
one
week.
Oh God, man. Hey, this shit is like surreal, man. Because it's so many reasons to be excited. One, of course, who wouldn't want to meet Nate Seduction? I mean, y'all be sitting here all the time. Y'all be thirst in the comments, and then I can be like, oh, hey, he got that meet. But nah, it's just dope, man. This shit's gonna be so fucking dope because
then you'll get to meet my sister too. Because the reason why I really made this trip is because me and my sister plan to go for her birthday. So I'm like, why not have you come on this birthday celebration? We link up.
Uh-huh.
We turn up.
Yeah, turn up. You know what I'm saying?
Turn up.
Okay. Shout out to that. Nah, I'm all for this. I'm lit, man. This shit's going to be... Man, how the fuck this shit ain't got my damn password right?
I got my outfit, my little club outfit. Got my club outfit. My wig come next week.
I know, see. And see, and that's the hard part is trying to figure out what the hell to take. Like, because the thing is, I have to think. See, I can't do, with me, what I have to take is much more than what I would normally. You know, if I'm just going somewhere, before I was a photographer.
Because we are going to go to Rose Bar Friday night. And Rose Bar dress code is very strict. They don't want you to wear no gym shoes. So bring some. Because it's an upscale
I'm good, see.
Club.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm an upscale type of guy. So, you know,
so
yeah.
I just had to warn you, Rose Bar Friday night.
If anything, I was afraid that you were going to tell me some shit like that shit was, I go too dressed up.
Nah. Every time I go to Atlanta, I got to go to Rose Bar because Rose Bar be so lit. It's in Buckhead. It be lit as fuck on Friday night, Saturday night.
Okay, I know what I'm doing.
These niggas up in there with... You be seeing niggas up in there with suits and all, like suited and booted.
Okay, all right, great. I'm glad to know this now because, a lot of times, sometimes I deal with this. I go somewhere, right, and I be overdressed, and that must be driving me nuts. I can't stand going to where I'm too. I like to be able to not. It's not that I'm comfortable with myself. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes you just hate that shit because then people want to. You got to deal with unnecessary energy you didn't sign up for. So, yeah, I'm glad I get to dress up and stunt.
Well, yep, I already got my dress. I don't know which outfit I'm gonna wear because I've been bought so many outfits because I like to be prepared. I don't know which outfit I want to wear because, yeah. Now I know what I'm going to wear to the day party Saturday for Rose Bar. I don't know if I want to wear the dress that I got or this, jumpsuit that I got. I don't know yet.
Okay, yeah, shoot. I'm in the dough for – oh, yeah. So,
you're going to have to help me out. You're going to have to help me pick.
Ooh, Lord. I ain't ready for that. I'm not ready. I am not ready. I'm gonna have people on Instagram mad as fuck. But not, you know, okay, so here's something interesting I saw, which might make for an interesting discussion. So I saw that Instagram now has IGTV. What in the fuck? These motherfuckers just be coming up with shit. So Instagram has something called IGTV now, where, you know, when I be updating my app, I be seeing this weird stuff happen when I update my app. And I'm like, what's this damn new button up here? And so I click the button. This shit is like YouTube. So now they just went from the little short videos. You went from, you know, like you put the little, you go do the lives or you post in the stories. Now they got something called IGTV where people can post hour-long videos. And yeah, it's like, so now it's kind of like YouTube. I'm like, what the fuck? Why not do this shit? Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you tripped all the way up.
That's interesting.
Exactly. So, yeah, I was just tripping out for that. I'm like, what the hell? So I'll be ready. You know, I'm a dress some type of guy. That Eddie, all you did is make my life easier. Cause I hate, people don't understand. I be hating the unnecessary foolish I got to deal with. When people want to act like, oh, you overdressed. Like, nigga, ain't that the fucking point? So, yeah.
I gotta make sure I get done with my homework ahead of time, so I don't have to do my homework while I'm out there.
Oh man, I know that's how I'm feeling. I low key feel the same way about work. I'm like, man, make sure I get this shit done enough so I ain't gotta deal with all the unnecessary. Because every time I leave now, they freak out. They want to write a whole love song. How can I live without you? I'm like, man, nigga, breathe. When y'all go out of town, be doing that freaking out. So, literally, I had a PM hit me up in my email and was like, oh my God, you just don't understand. When you weren't here, it just wasn't the same. I get it, man. I know. I do great shit. When I leave on vacation, I kind of like doing that because I let them motherfuckers know, oh, wait a minute, this dude is worth way more than we give him credit for sometimes. So I love doing that shit because they get to feel that heat to know, hey, he ain't, you know, don't be acting like he ain't worth it. So, yeah, so I'm lit about that. But anyways, Nate, shoot, I know you got something for us with Seduction 101. I know you got some Seduction on one to bless us with.
Well, let me just say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday, the same day I went out.
Saying that you got maced out.
Now, mind you, I'll connect with this dude or whatever. He a promoter here in Indianapolis. Now, why? Okay, he was over my house recently because we were just hanging out, chilling, talking, catching up. Why he over here, his baby mama hit me up on Instagram in my DM about him. Then she texted him like he a desperate ass nigga. My thing is, if he your man, he your nigga, whatever you want to call him, you should never come at a female about a person that you're supposed to be in a relationship with. That's something that I never do. I don't approach a female about no nigga that I deal with. I checked that nigga, and like I told her, like, you need to check that nigga. check. Don't come at no female about no nigga that you get with. That's my number one rule that I always say. Don't check no female about no nigga. Check that nigga. Because apparently I don't owe you no female owe you no loyalty. That nigga do. And then if he's saying y'all not in a relationship and he doing all this other type of shit, then he's telling you apparently what it is, what the fuck it is. Like, that blows me, like, when a female approach you about no nigga, like, that makes you want to go into petty mode, especially when you're trying to be nice and this bitch just keep on talking shit and saying all this bullshit. So now you got to poke the bitch, like, and let this bitch know who the fuck you is, let that bitch know, bitch, I'm that bitch, the bitch, like, stop playing. Like, I don't be trying to be petty when it comes to certain situations, but females will make you go there with them, and you saying how you go slap me when you see me and all, that's what makes me snap back, because I want you to slap me, period. Like, just the same female who's seen me in person before, I think it was sometime last year she seen me, and she ain't do shit. So now you're saying you go slap me, but you had the opportunity to slap me when you once seen me before and you did nothing. That's something I don't understand. I don't understand that.
I mean,
and then
another thing is,
you're saying that she's saying that she's been with him for 4 years, right? Let me just break this down. You're saying you've been with this man for 4 years. And y'all got a one-year-old son together, but then he got a one-year-old daughter with somebody else. So how the fuck y'all been together for 4 years, and he got two kids at the same age? Help me. But y'all been together for 4 years, though.
I guess that helps people sleep at night.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how you think y'all been together for 4 years and he got two kids that's the same age. Like, what the hell? Where they do that at? But you've been with this nigga for 4 years. Like, stop. Don't come and no female got no nigga. You approach that nigga. Because clearly he don't respect you if he got another child, like, that's the same age as your child. So where do you draw the line at? You're the one that's looking down.
Exactly.
Come on now. Oh. Females kill me. Oh, then when you block the girl, because you ain't got to keep going back and forth with this bitch. Well, he blocked her from my Instagram. So then she sent her little worker bees to my Instagram, DMing me. Oh, she DMed me from a hair page. Then she had her friends DM me. And then she had a couple other people follow me on Instagram to see what I was posting on my Instagram. So who's really pressed? Like, you're really pressed, sis. Like, you stressed the fuck out. You really over there stressing.
Right, but I never get this. Go to the person who, go to your damn mate. People always want to go fight the person whose fault is not.
That's why I don't approach no female about no nigga that I deal with, that I'm supposed to, because he owe me loyalty. The female don't owe me shit. She owe me shit. He do.
I guess, man. I never get that shit. Like, what? Because obviously the problem is, so they come yell at you and you leave them alone. That doesn't solve the problem, because if that person wouldn't go fuck with somebody else, they gonna fuck with somebody else.
That's what they're gonna do.
Too. And you still gonna be back to square one, and you still not gonna get the point of what you need.
That's all. He at my house, I see that you really cursed, because not only are you inboxing me, you texting him, calling him desperate. You ain't trying to talk to him, like, and see what's going on, like, see what it is. You're calling him desperate.
Right. How about How about you, instead of being automatically petty, how about you act like an adult, see what's going on, and then, you know, once you find, and then wait and see, because you can tell when somebody's doing some shit.
Like,
so,
honestly, this bitch is a stalker. Like, this bitch is a stalker because he, like I said, he a promoter, so he made a video stating, you know, because it was a Mozzy concert and Chinese Kitty had came out here Friday. I don't know if y'all know, you know who Mozzy is, but he a rapper. Then Chinese Kitty, she on Love & Hip Hop Miami. They came out here to get up with me. He was just promoting it or whatever, saying how he was going to get free tickets or whatever like that to the first person, the first five people who DM him or some shit like that. He do that. So this bitch, like, I don't know how this bitch know how my cabinets look. Like, it could be anybody's cabinet, or it could have been anybody's dog that was in the video. So obviously you be stalking my motherfucking Instagram if you know that's my dog, because the bitch sent him a picture. You know how I did that photo shoot with my dog, holding my dog. Why the bitch send him that picture? Like, that's funny as hell. Like, you was really a stalking ass bitch. Like, you really crazy. Ladies, don't do that, because that really makes yourself look stupid. In all honesty, that, like, you just really having yourself out here looking stupid, because I ain't about to do all that. I'm not about to show no female that she got me pray. That's what I'm not going to show no bitch no sweat. I'm not about to sweat in front of no bitch. I'm not about to show no bitch that I'm, even if I am pressed, I'm not about to show no bitch
right.
that I am pressed.
You're going to tell her, I'm good, love, enjoy.
I'm good, love, enjoy.
That's how I was, man. Shit, because I mean, with my ex, I did the same. I was like, shit, what was it like? I mean, how stupid I look fighting the dude? Like, he's not
okay.
The problem.
Your bitch owe you loyalty. That nigga don't.
I was like, well, bye. I was like, you know, shit, you can have her. Bye. Shit, if I ain't married to you, I ain't got no. I really ain't got no shit like that.
I'm not understanding. So with these females, like, this other female, I got an altercation with because of a nigga. And I told the girl, like, okay, we found out that he was lying, okay, because he said he was single, but he was really still fucking with you. Oh, he started back fucking with you. He didn't tell you he was fucking with me. He didn't tell me he was fucking with you. I'm like, he lied to both of us or whatever. So I'm like, if you still want to be with him, that's cool, but I'm good. I'm not about to deal with no lying-ass nigga, period, whatever. So this
right.
bitch kept inboxing me about this nigga, like, asking me, has he been talking to me, because she knows he's lying and shit like that. So I'm like, girl, we ain't been talking or whatever like that. I'm telling the girl, like, be happy that he over there with you. Like, why you keep inboxing me about this nigga? If he over there, be happy that he's over there. He's not over here. So she started talking to him. And so then I had to tell her, I had to get petty with her, because I'm the queen of petty. I told this bitch, be lucky, like, I'm the reason why you, that nigga over there, because I'm not fucking with him. So thank me, bitch. Thank me that your nigga is not over here. Like, be appreciative. I said, because if you keep on playing with me, I'll start back fucking with him, and the only time you will see him is if I'm tired of him or if I'm busy. Like, I'm gonna have to For real, I'm dead. I told her that. Then she started talking some bullshit about how she was going to run me over with her car and shit. This bitch mad. Like, this bitch said she was going to run me over with her mom. She didn't say she was going to beat me up.
Is that serious?
Is that serious?
That we going to run motherfuckers over cars and
look,
shit?
Look, I will screenshot this shit. I am not bullshit. She said she was going to run me over with her
car. The thing is, I completely believe you. I'm just tripping the fact that somebody had the audacity to say that shit.
So I told this bitch, all right, I said, since you want to keep playing with me, I'm going to keep fucking with him. I said, that's our nigga now, like, since you want to keep playing with me. And the bitch going to say, like, you know he ain't, all this and that. And this bitch going to say, I'm about to go suck his dick. It's my turn, sis. I said, okay, go crazy. Like, I don't give a fuck. to tell me for? Have fun and sucking his dick, bitch. So since she was being all petty and shit, 2 weeks later I fucked him. Oh, because you want to keep being petty. Now I'm I'm dead ass serious. She don't know that though, but she keeps playing with me. I'ma tell her, like, yeah, I just fucked your nigga.
Wait. I missed something here. Wait, so you ended up fucking him after she kept trying you?
Yeah, I fucked him after she kept trying me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Goodness, can we say petty to the goddamn man?
I wasn't calling him, I wasn't texting him, we wasn't talking and shit like that. But since he wants to keep being petty, he texted me or called me. I think he called me or something to see what I was doing and shit. Whatever, I'm like, none chilling at the house, whatever, like that. He like, I want to come see you. See, I let him come see me, and we end up fucking. And he ate my pussy, too. Now, how that's it.
Oh, my. I may is savage. We changed your name from Nate Seduction to Nate Savage.
What?
Like, I got, like, because I got a new personality. I caught that people know when I'm from the Active Fool on Facebook. Y'all know when time there is. Steady J Diff, and then there's the new personality. I decided to name the personality because it comes out so much. Petty J Diff, and when Petty J Diff come out, that motherfucker there is a mean ass.
Yeah. She should have just left me alone and be happy with her nigga instead of fucking with me and worried about me. So she did that to herself.
Especially. The kind of head a chick give a dude when she on some ooh, I'm mad type of shit. Oh Lord, that man right there, he got the soul sucked out of him. All right, let me.
I should have made a video of fucking sent it to her goofy ass. Like, here you go, bitch.
Wow. That's, man. You are something else, man.
Well, I'm just saying, she shouldn't have been fucking with me. Now, that's my seduction 101. So, if you don't want no bitch to keep fucking with your nigga, or you saying, like, don't antagonize no female, because females is very, I'm very a spiteful person, so don't keep antagonizing me, and I won't retaliate against you. But if you keep antagonizing me, I'm gonna be petty, and I would care less. You can give two fucks.
Well, nonetheless, that was today. That was this week's seduction 101. Why it went all kinds. That seduction 101 went through so many levels. It went through. It went through tons of knives, and it ended up with sex. Wow, that was like a whole mixture of one on ones. Okay.
Well,
so
my best advice to females: don't come at no female about no nigga. Don't do it. Save yourself the heartache, the trouble.
Lord.
Especially
mm-mm-mm.
If you go probably be a bitch
and be
petty,
because
bitch,
I'm going to
come
2 times. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that was seduction 101. I don't even want to do a list, though. I thought the list would be unjustified. It won't live up to that. Fuck the list, and I'm going to have to wait for that list till next week. Because I already know the title for next week's the list is going to be. So, yeah.
I
already have it. Yep, I already got it in the bag. Oh, man. But, I'm probably doing this on Neighbor Wednesday, too. My anticipation and excitement. So, man. I'm telling you, this is my first time going to Atlanta, so, this is going to be crazy. Yeah, this is going to be crazy. And, yeah, I'm going to do some investigation, because you know, I don't need to be to know it. Put it this way, I don't need, you know, I'm not these motherfuckers on Facebook. I don't have any doubts, but for the hell of it, for the fun, I'm gonna let all the fucking people get in the comments. I was gonna act the fucking fool and say, Nate, your ass is fake. That's not a real ass. Blah blah blah. They always want to take it that route. All right, we got you. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna let y'all know first thing. You know, I'm gonna make sure I carry a stick in my luggage, and I'm using a stick and I'm poking that ass with that stick, and I'm gonna let you know if it's real or not.
It's funny.
If the stick don't react a certain way, it's not real. So yes. Since y'all always on there want to tell somebody they at, I understand. The thing is, it's just sad because I understand and work. I'm on the sprint where sometimes you got to understand both sides of the story and both sides of the argument. To strengthen your side of the argument even more, although you still be right, still it gives me a better understanding of how the human mind works. I understand that it's so many people out here who have fucking fake asses, and that shit it is like an overflux of that shit now. I understand. But God damn it, man. Have y'all not heard of fucking people? I mean, these girls is all the time. I know for sure is that's all them. That y'all be forgetting that a lot of these females, they don't, like, other parts of their body start growing, catching up to them after a certain age. So some of the girls you, like, saw that was like, oh, you know, they may have been... one thing, first off, if y'all pay attention to old photos of Nate, Nate's always had an ass. So the ass was there already. So now she's older. It's getting bigger in size to go with the fact she already had a shape of one already. So she's getting older. Y'all got to take that into account. Y'all can't compare Nate at where she's at now to where when she was 18. That's dumb as fuck. Y'all sound dumb as fuck, man. If y'all think, oh, she's about to be just the same way she was when she was 18. Y'all sound dumb. Goodness, get the hell out of here. So I just can't wait, man. And then, the thing is, I'm not giving y'all too much, man. All y'all need to know is me and Nate meet and we shooting. And I'm not going to tell y'all what the theme is. None of that shit. I might be nice enough to do a very small, short live. But other than that, nah, y'all going to have to wait. It's going to be dope. That's all I got to say. Dope. And this would be the first time since, let's see, it's 2018, about 4 years ago since I had named the cover. So, yeah, this is going to be dope, man. Y'all understand? It'd be dope.
4 years later,
man. And this time it's dope because I get to shoot it, so it'll be fun, man. It'll be fun, and I already know people gonna be in their feelings. Oh fucking well, get over it. Get over it, man. Shit, I don't got time for this, man. Y'all whining and shit especially now we do issues again every month. Is a chance y'all get the cover? You try again, motherfucker. I'll be different. I think y'all can't be in multiple issues. Try again. Damn, I was wanting to sit there and whine about about something instead of just fixing the problem. And yeah, I did come out right. And yeah, I said in my chest right now, I told y'all she was going to be on the cover already. Get over it. I know, man. They're going to be already mad. Why did not she get a cover? So, yeah. I still see well at night, regardless.
Okay, and my damn sister is sleeping at night.
Man, so I'm trying to think, man. This is going to be a busy fucking... This shit's going to be fucking busy. All right, so you said we got something on that Friday night, which that's gonna be a great night for me. I got shooting to do on that Friday night, and then I get to go have fun. So yeah, so I'm gonna be busy, man. I really like to have like team. Oh yeah, I'm also gonna make sure I'm bringing some libations with me. Because I mean, there's no way I can't let this that's me being bougie. Some libations, or in other words, some liqueur. I'm bringing my little because I especially I got one I have not opened yet, and I've been holding it for a rainy day, and now it's like, yeah, you know what? I might have to bring it with me on my trip. That's the Rock Summer Colada. That's the Rock Summer Colada. That shit right there. I took a shot of that for the first time finally on Saturday. That shit right there. I don't want to be drunk while I'm throwing up. It ain't gonna be no good to be moving around and shit. I'm gonna be where I'm feeling that shit, but I ain't gonna be to where I'm drunk because I got things to do all fucking weekend. So I ain't got time to be. I'm praying to the porcelain god or sitting there, you know, not being productive because I ain't really getting no sleep this shit, man. Then you talking about a day party, goddamn, I ain't gonna catch no rest.
Yes, day party is from 4 to 10, but our shoot is Saturday, the same day.
I know,
but
I'm trying to think, do we need to move it backwards?
I'm not gonna get there until like 5.
Oh, okay, so we are gonna be ethnic. Okay.
Yes,
and I'm not gonna
go to the day party
around
5 or 6.
Okay, so we showing up fashionably late. I like it.
Yeah, like around 5, I would say. Because it started 4, so I would say around 5:30.
Yeah, give us some time to settle things. And man, I'm telling you, shit. I'm glad you guys still figured out, because I don't feel like having to do anything. besides just shooting, I don't want to do no thinking. I just want to move on. I was like, hey. You in charge, man. Lead the way.
Now the day party is a restaurant and club, so.
Okay. I'm excited, man. Shit, y'all understand, man. I've been thinking about this shit when we first brought it up. I thought about it, but it wasn't real till I booked that fucking flight. And I booked that flight.
I'm about to be up
that's
there.
That's when
that
shit got real.
Park,
park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park, park,
Lord.
They not for the drug. They not for pull me under. Lord, I'm not for. They not for to get me. They are not for to pull me under. That's not right. That's not. That's like. I can't do it. So yeah. So. But anyways, y'all, see that. That mean, I ain't really got to tell you. We usually got to do what's going on, but I think y'all figured the fuck out what's going on. Next week, we going to be in the next weekend. We going to be in Atlanta. Y'all make sure, y'all in Atlanta. I've got people like, it's, man, like, crazy thing is, so the shooter got on Friday. These people are driving all the way from Florida just to come and shoot. That is crazy. So, yeah, shout out to that. They like,
let me do something
like that. I went and did the math online. I said, okay, shout out to that. That's a nice ass drive you got to make. And I didn't know Queen Love was so fucking close. Like, shoot, when I broke down where she was, I was like, damn, no wonder why you
need. I've been friends with Queen Love for like over 4 years, and she lived like 2 hours away from Atlanta.
Yeah, that is crazy. And then, you know, this ain't giving nothing away, but and then Nelly Jane, she just like I've been following her for a while too. Yeah, so yeah, it's like dope, man. It's like people I be seeing. It's just like crazy. Like when you see, to me, y'all are celebrities. You know, I know y'all like y'all stop this city, you know, but y'all are celebrities.
Not
to me. Y'all celebrities, like, to me, I feel like, you know, you like, I mean, because especially if you interview a lot of them and you cool, it's like a celebrity to you is celebrity. My definition of celebrity to me now is not what everyone else might see, because I can talk to a celebrity if I really want to anytime. And I'm still, and a lot of them are very cool. Me, shoot, Andrew Lewis, still listen to the fucking show. Positive K, still listen to the fucking show. A lot of people like that, man. Kale, shit. I mean, and they come through and they have a good time. Juan Kago. I mean, I'm just shamelessly throwing names out there, you know, whatever. So. Yeah, like a lot of these people, they came through and enjoyed themselves, and that energy gets spread around, man. So, yeah, to me, I feel like once I talk to those people and see what they've done, and then like looking at people like yourself and them, and like especially yourself, Nate. Like to me, you're like only thing is missing from you is the fame.
Well, it's
the bigger thing of being on TV, right? So, because you got the work ethic and the track record that's matching up with some of the same people who've been on the show that are perceived more widely as celebs. So, yeah, man, it's just crazy, and I like it because every day, man, you make it to where these motherfuckers that make out these motherfuckers and all these excuses about size and whatnot, you make that shit work. You might be 4'9", but you stand in that 6'1".
So, let me tell you, remember how you said a lot of people were sleeping on me in the beginning? Why somebody else who was trying to get me to pay to be on the cover of their magazine want me to come shoot with them and not charge me to be on the cover now?
Hmm. Let me go give him. You ain't got to say a name.
Ain't
nobody
got time for
this.
That.
Boy, he's right here, boy. I swear. I mean, I do that shit all the time, too. Same people who.
I wouldn't be in your magazine.
If they look at, I wouldn't be in your magazine. Or they see on it. Oh, okay, whatever. Now they're like, oh, I really got to be in there. Nigga, we've been here. Shit, motherfuckers be like, wait, they just be waiting. This is what the game be. This is how people operate. This is how some people think. So, they sit around and they like to play this game where they kind of just be tripping on, like, oh yeah, basically what's going down is that y'all not really, y'all not gonna be doing this forever, and so that bugs some people. that you still doing what you love doing and still going hard at it. And so now they see that you really are serious and you doing this for a long time. Now they want to come rock with you. Like, where was you when I was shooting the gym, man?
Well, okay.
Whatever. Oh my, I'm laughing now. These motherfuckers, boy, people out here, man. You already know the other one that I was talking about today. I mean, them. I still remember the way I first met you. Them motherfuckers there was that they had when they put the new post. They put that post up about you, the new one. They was groveling over you. I'm like, where was y'all at? We were shooting the gym, man. Goodness. Whatever, y'all. Bless y'all heart, man. Bless y'all heart. But yes, Nay. Go ahead and let them know how they can follow you.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on Snapchat and Facebook, NAYY_seduction. Or you can just Google me. You can definitely find me on Google. You can definitely find me on YouTube, NAYY_seduction. So y'all go find me.
Mm-hmm. We gonna find you. Hey, man, they keep putting on this heat, man. She just keep doing it. I mean, every week I'm getting hit with something. I'm still tripping off the one where you was on the white couch. And
I know,
it was
right?
Butt booty naked. I was like, Lord Jesus, man. Come on. I be, and sometimes that shit be happening while I be at work. And I'm like, bro, I got to have some fucking warning. You got to warn me. I can't be that kind of. I'm trying to focus on work, and you got my mind going somewhere else. Like, Lord, what is? All right, just keep scrolling, man. What is going on? But yeah, y'all know y'all can follow me. I got a million pages. Hell, this said he, which they gonna know how I feel soon because she got a page coming out for some shit. So she gonna know how I feel now. I'll be saying I got a million pages. So y'all know Say J Dust. Got to find that. If y'all typed it in, y'all can find me everywhere. Dust Spot, find that. Human Canvas, Mag, Laser Focus Photos, follow all those pages. Thank me later. Also, reminder, if you are in the industry, make sure that you join the site that is for free. That is DustSpot.com. Make sure you join DustSpot.com. And that's where it's strictly for industry people only. So you can't be no regular average Joe on that bullshit coming on there because, you know, I ain't got time to be babysitting motherfuckers. So, yeah. And then I go on there, man. Yeah, there's a lot of great people on there, a lot of great content. Check it out. Shoot, man, that pretty much brings us to the end of the show, man. Remind y'all, we rolling on out. Remind y'all in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
no,
there is a way. Are y'all tuned in to another episode of Life of the Dust Live? Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Thanks for listening.
And, Nay, what's that public service announcement we give every Wednesday?
If you don't help, please do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. And do it. Okay, never mind. I was gonna say something, but I'm not gonna let the devil take a hold of me now. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Look, don't say do it with your man, cause if you fuck with me, I'm gonna do it to your man.
Shit. Oh man, I knew you was gonna take it there. That was what I was gonna say, but I thought about that in my head. I knew you was gonna take it there. Lord, why? Goodness. All right, see y'all, man. Shoot, we got one more show before we in Atlanta. So see y'all.
Yes, sir. Peace.